Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love and segment on Inspiration Sunday. Today is Easter Sunday, and there is so much to be grateful for. I am your host, your spiritual life coach, and empowerment mentor. Our special guest today is Vite Rose Elaine Van Hise. We live in a time of awakening, and people of all walks of life are starting to take the journey of self-discovery and getting to know the true essence of who they really are. If you would like a deeper connection with the self and find out starting today how you too can become more conscious of yourself, which will lead you to everything you desire in life. As this awesome show takes place today, we hope that you will be enlightened. In Elaine's book, Bones in the Alley, she shares her journey of self-discovery and reinforces the idea that getting to know one's true self and living mindfully is our only hope of living peacefully in this dimension. She has her master's degree in history from Howard University and a master's in metaphysics. She is also a spiritual coach and mentor. She lives in Newport Richey, Florida, and her husband with her husband, Harry, their two cats, and her dog, Charlie. Elaine, thank you so much for being a guest today. How are you?
I'm well. I'm welcome. You're welcome, Katina. I am very well. I'm so happy to be here on the show and to be able to share what is so close to my heart.
Awesome, awesome. I'm so grateful for that, Elaine, for you to come on the show today and share your journey. There's so many people that need to be enlightened about, you know, who they really are and discovering more things about themselves.
Yeah.
So how is the weather out there in Florida?
The weather is gorgeous. I'm not sure what the temperature is, but it isn't too hot. There's a beautiful breeze, just a perfect day. Yeah, sun is shining. Perfect day,
Awesome.
Good
Easter
day to fly a kite.
All right. Awesome. Yes, spring is, I live in Michigan in Swartz Creek, and spring is definitely in the air. I went out for a walk today. The temperature is just right. It's about 60 degrees. I went for a nice walk. The sun is shining. It just felt good to be out in nature.
Oh, yes.
Awesome. Awesome. So, Elaine, what started you on your journey to self-discovery?
Well, if anyone reads my book, they will understand my journey. My childhood was, like many childhoods, problematic. And as I grow and develop as a human being, I also am kind of a rebel. I don't follow easily. I ask questions. And I look for the deeper answer. So even though I was born in a very religious environment and got married very early and became a member of a very prominent religion, I find myself, as I mature, asking the deeper questions, saying that if Christianity, and that is where I was, if it is truly something that was supposed to bring real radical change in the lives of people, I didn't see it in my own life, and I didn't feel it in my life, and I didn't see it in the organ, I didn't see it in the community. And therefore, I began asking all the deeper questions, and out of asking those questions, it's so amazing, when you begin to seek, you find, you know, the questions come, they come to you from places that you will never imagine. People give you books to read, you know. It's unbelievable the places that, and I'll give you one of the most amazing places that I got kind of an answer from or that confirmed that I was on the right path. I was living in Baltimore. I was teaching school in Baltimore, and I had a cousin going to school there, college. And she needed some help with something she was doing. And she gave me, they had given her a paper to read. Well, there were two papers, one from Immanuel Kant and another philosopher named Pico Marandello. And both of these papers, that these, both these guys, Immanuel Kant was on Enlightenment, and they were both talking about what is man. And when I read, when she brought those two papers to me and I read them, I couldn't believe it. They confirmed for me that we are born with infant. And the thing that was amazing about those two papers was that Immanuel Kant came from a humanist perspective and Pico Mirandello came from a very Christian background. But they both had said the same thing. We are born with infinite possibilities. We can rise to the highest heights and seek to the lowest level. And that is because we are born God beings. We are not born weak beings. We are born God beings. But we haven't been taught that.
Right.
And when we can come to understand that, that we are connected to the only power that there is, and that's who we truly are, and we learn to live from that place, we live so differently. Mm-hmm. We live so differently.
Absolutely.
Yes. And that was like at the beginning, you know, of my journey. I was asking questions, and I was really seeking and searching and listening to everybody. But that was an answer that came from the most unlikely source. I never expected to get that from there. And and then I keep searching, you know. And then I got introduced to Eckhart Tolle, and you know, and on and on and on and on, and I just. All the different people and everybody that I would meet that were seeking or was where I was, they were looking at the same people and listening to the same people. And, you know, it was like, wow, there's so many of us are looking for answers. Yes.
Absolutely. And it is a journey. And
oh, it is. It is a journey. But, you know, you come to a place where you rest. When I started, I was seeking. Now I rest. I rest in my understanding. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that I know everything, but one thing I do know, I know who I am. I know I am one with whatever that power is out there. I know that I'm not a groveling human being, but I'm indeed a powerful soul. There's something more to me than the frame. This frame that will never be perfect in this world, but there's something within this frame that is always perfect.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
I love that
perfect. Yes. And the imperfection of this frame doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me. Because I am manifested here, and I have the time constraint and all the other constraints. So the imperfection of this frame is just another way for me to reach to the deeper self. The deeper self. Yes.
That is absolutely beautiful and very profound. It's so important, Elaine, to know who you are and to be connected with source energy, with creator.
And, you know, and that's what my book is all about. My book is written. It tells my story. It tells of my childhood in Barbados as, you know, very difficult, problematic childhood and problematic teen years and getting married early and my commitment to that, and then my disillusion with that, and my disillusion with the church, and my search, and my search, and then my coming to know myself, and the peace that I find in understanding that passeth all understanding. You know, all the years growing up in the church, you hear people talk about the peace that passeth all understanding, but I truly can say that. Understand what that is, and I'm not perfect, but I know what that peace that passes all understanding is, because it's not perfect.
We come to a place in our lives, and I can even say this myself, where you come from being a believer to a knower.
Oh, that is profound too, Katina. I believe that it is not believing anything anymore; it is knowing.
Knowing
who you are, and that is the desire of my heart for all. Because if we could live in a world where people could get to understand who they are, know who they truly are, then we would live in such a different world.
We really would.
There wouldn't be walls of religion, walls of education, walls of economic status, walls of race. Those walls would go away because we would see each other as one.
Yes, and we are one.
And we are one. I tell
it's
people.
It's amazing.
Especially children, because I make it easy for children to understand. Mm-hmm. The oneness, like I say to them, tell me what an ocean is. And they would say an ocean is a piece of land surrounded by water. So it looks like this ocean is there by all by itself. But then I said to them, I'll tell you, if you go down under that water to the deepest level, you will find that that ocean is not really alone. It is connected to all landmass. It looks like it. And that is who we are. We are connected at the deepest level. At the deepest.
Yeah, and it's amazing how you're saying how you were somewhat, you're somewhat of a rebel, because I consider myself to be to some extent. I do question everything, especially earlier in my journey. And really what I'm, what I found was that everything we were taught is pretty much the opposite.
It's true. So it is very, very, and sometimes I look at it and I say, did I really believe that stuff?
Right?
How could I ever have believed that stuff? But, you know, that's all part of the journey. That's all part
it
of the
is.
Journey. I'm just grateful that I have no regrets in my life. You know, Barbra Streisand has this beautiful song that says there's no regrets, no mistakes, just lessons to be learned.
Right.
And that is, I am grateful for everything, all my life experiences,
absolutely,
because they brought me to the place where I came to understand the true Elaine, the beautiful
absolutely
thing about the Elaine, yes, the Elaine that is connected
right
to all there is, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. It is part of the path of self-discovery. It,
yes,
it most
yes
certainly is. So we're taking the bad, what we consider, interpret, or perceive as being bad, is really not bad, but we're
using that. It really is just an experience for us to learn from. Yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah,
to learn from them. Absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely. And it's like we're unlearning and relearning.
That's true.
Like
because you have to unlearn, and it is really hard to unlearn, especially if you are like, I would say I nurse religious understanding, and it was really hard to unlearn that stuff and move away from that
right
stuff. You know, it really
absolutely
is. But as you, you know, living mindfully is not something that you just happens. It's something you do every day. It's something, it's a practice, really. You can't
right
say, oh, well, now I know who I am. And no, it's a mindful way of living.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, it is. There's
yeah
no question.
It's a mindful
about
way
it
of living. So therefore, you feed yourself. You feed your soul. You know, you feed, just like you
mm-hmm
feed your physical body, you feed your soul. You know, you spend quiet time. You read positive, enforcing things. You know, you have
right
good conversations with people that build you up. And so it's a practice. Yeah.
It is a practice. It is absolutely.
It is a practice. Yeah. Yeah.
So what is your most fulfilling part about your journey? What's most fulfilling about this work that you do, this message of yours?
The most fulfilling part about this is, like, I have, every other Tuesday night, I have a meetup at my house.
Mm-hmm.
And we study different books or stuff, and we or watch a film or something, and we discuss. We have deep discussions, and it's so, that is, to me, most fulfilling. And then, especially, like, last time we had the meetup, one of the ladies, because she says, this book changed my life. You know,
wow,
that to me is, I am here to help
mm-hmm
others
mm-hmm
in any way that I
yes
can. And also what's
mm-hmm
fulfilling to me is serving. I serve. I any
mm-hmm
place that I find to serve, I serve. I don't necessarily join organizations, but wherever there's a need that I see, that to me is my service. That's where I'm called, what I'm called. And that's very fulfilling to me.
Absolutely.
Very fulfilling.
That's so beautiful. That is
yes
so beautiful.
Yes.
So
yes,
who has, I know you mentioned Eckhart Tolle was one of your greatest teachers on your path. Who are some other teachers who have helped you on your journey?
Abraham Hicks.
Oh,
yes. I got a CD
right
from her when I first started hearing this stuff. Abraham Hicks, Bruce Lipton,
mm-hmm,
Ada Shanti, I mean,
okay,
Moji, Papaji. I mean, I used to listen to, I was constantly seeking and searching and listening to any person that helped, that would help me.
Absolutely.
A great European author by the name of Hermann Hesse. I was teaching school in Baltimore, and this was at the beginning of my journey. I was teaching school in Baltimore, and I was getting ready to give up the teaching because teaching was hard for me, and I was really in the throes of despair, and I was beginning to pack my books, and I pulled down a book out of my bookshelf written by Hermann Hesse, and I cannot even remember the name of it, but as I sat there and I read that book, I says, I couldn't believe it. I said, oh, my goodness, there was somebody else in this world that believed just like I am beginning to believe.
Wow.
And I went down to the library, and I said to the librarian, I want every book that Hermann Hesse wrote.
Beautiful.
And then she brought up, I couldn't believe he had written so many books because I'd never heard of him before. And she brought up all these books, and I chose one of those books to bring home, and it was Siddhartha. And the books, I don't know if you've ever seen Siddhartha, but Siddhartha is kind of like the journey of the Buddha, but it is, I come to understand that it was Hermann Hesse's spiritual growth and his spiritual experience.
Okay.
So I brought home that book and I read it and I said, oh my goodness, another confirmation that I am starting out on the right path. And it talked about this rich guy that turned his back on his riches and went on the different step, the journey he took, and that he found that the only truth was the truth that was within him. The truth was right there all the time. Within
All the time. And, you know, Elaine, I'm so grateful for all the different teachers that we have available to us.
Oh, me too. Me too. Me too.
And
very, very grateful.
I think we're drawn to a certain teacher because of what they can tell us and able for us to understand the language they use, their vibes. It's just a whole energy thing. It's like what resonates with one person may not resonate with another, but it's like we're all on this path. We're all in this journey, and we're all teachers.
That
is
true.
It's just a beautiful thing to have all these teachers available to us.
Exactly.
You know,
and I'll give you a classic example of what you just said about having them and they're making clarity. Eckhart Tolle, if I had a guru, it would be him. Eckhart Tolle truthfully helped me to come to understand myself and to live differently. But I was listening to Adashanti one day, and I came to understand the two-ness of self. I understand that there was this frame, but then there was something deeper. And then I was listening to Adashanti one day, and Adashanti talked about the born self and the unborn. And that was a moment for me. That was the clarity that I needed to really grasp that concept. There is the born, the frame, the Elaine that you see. But then there's the unborn self that you can't see, but it's there. It is real as the frame.
Right.
Yeah. That is how you learn from all these people. You know, they teach you.
They teach us, and they're showing us a part of ourselves. All of them are. They're mirroring back to us who we are and who we're becoming.
Yes.
And it's so important to be open, to be coached, to be taught. So that the more you're open, the more information that you see, you receive, and the easier it is for your journey.
Yeah, I agree.
Because
that is
nobody
true.
Has all the answers, but some people have the answers that we're looking for.
Well, that is true.
It's
I find that everybody's saying the same thing. They just say it differently.
Differently, absolutely.
They say it differently. No, and that helps.
Absolutely. Yeah. As the saying goes, when the student is ready, the teacher appears.
Exactly.
It's all part of the enlightenment process. Absolutely.
Yes.
Tell us about your book, Bones in the Alley, and why the title, Bones in the Alley?
If you read the book, you would know. The book, The Bones in the Alley, is when I was a little girl growing up in Barbados, I was so skinny. I'm tall. I'm 5 feet 8 and very long-legged. Had all legs. And I was in school, the kids would call, and they see me, they would say, Bones in the Alley, 10 for a penny.
Oh, wow. Oh, Okay.
In elementary school, yeah. That, I was very thin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. At 12, I only weighed 75 pounds. That tells you how skinny I was.
Okay. Okay.
So that's where the name of the book came from, Bones in
mm-hmm.
the Alley. That's what they used to call me when they see me.
Okay. All right.
Children are cruel.
All right. Especially if they're not enlightened, if they don't have a good example in the home.
Yeah, children can be really cruel. Yeah, yeah. So
right.
That's where the name Bones in the Alley come from. It comes from, like I said, the subtitle is, the subtitle of the book is A Journey to Self-Awareness That Began on the Island of Barbados. Yes.
Wonderful. So tell us about the book, Elaine. Tell us about it. What inspires you to write the book? What are your favorite parts of the book and how they have helped others? I know you said the one lady said it was life-changing. Did you want to share anything else?
Oh, no, that's not my book. That's the book we were studying on Tuesday night.
Oh,
but
I can tell you
some of the other comments I've gotten from people who have read the book. The book is definitely my journey. It talks about my troubled childhood, my aloneness. I was left alone a lot.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was a single mother growing up in, even though many years after slavery, still very much pre-slavery days, where $5 an hour was what, $5 a day, week was what housekeepers made. And I didn't have a father. And so my mother worked to provide for me, and I was left alone. I was left with relatives who give me what they had, but they did their best. And, you know, I was very bright, raisin, you know, very aware child, but that was
mm-hmm.
never recognized. I was beaten
mm-hmm.
down. You know, I was all kinds of negative ways I was communicated with. So I believed those things about myself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even after I got married and had children, I couldn't look in the mirror and look at myself because I thought I was all bad.
Okay,
so this is the book journeys that, and then I got the opportunity to come to the United States when I was 21, and, you know, I tell all about that, my experience with my husband here and raising the children in New Hampshire, and then going to graduate school at the age of 51, and then
mm-hmm.
becoming aware of this, and I just write the book in a way to bring encouragement, and that's what it does to anyone who reads it, any woman who reads it in particular. Like when I was in Barbados, men and women who read
mm-hmm.
the book says, you know, I can identify with this. Men, much of what you say, I can tell the same story, because many
mm-hmm.
of us have similar stories. And some of my stories are painful, and most people don't want to talk about these stories. They're afraid to talk about. They're too painful, but you know what I found is that when you can become transparent, meaning you can tell
mm-hmm.
your story, painful as it might be, only when you grow,
mm-hmm.
that is like facing yourself
mm-hmm.
and being transparent, then you grow.
Yes.
Transparency is the evolution.
Yeah, absolutely.
You keep hiding your experiences, hiding yourself, you will never evolve. You have to burst that open. Yes.
I do. I get that.
I have to be transparent.
And like you're saying, our journey, our stories help other people with their
definitely.
Life journey.
Yes. Definitely.
And this is how I believe people change. This is how people become enlightened, because they see, they identify that someone has been where they are.
Exactly.
It's so important.
And that was my thing, to share my story. I just felt that if one person who reads my book and can find something there that would help them to know that their story wasn't so bad, or their story wasn't the only one like that, and also that they too are something really wonderful and powerful and great, because I make that very important part of my book. To see the majesty in ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So ask the deeper questions. Who am I? Why am I
mm-hmm.
here? And
mm-hmm.
when you can really find the answer to that, you can truly answer that. That's when you know that you have really, you know, grown into your true understanding. when you can truly
Absolutely.
Answer that. And don't answer it with, I'm a teacher, I'm a nurse, I'm a doctor. Those are not,
right.
those are your roles, but that's not who
right.
you are. That's
Absolutely.
Not who you are.
Absolutely.
That's
so
the part
true.
You're playing.
Mm-hmm.
But
Absolutely.
Who you truly are enables you to play that part wonderfully, but it isn't
Absolutely.
Who you are. It isn't who you are. Yes.
Absolutely. Very beautiful. Very beautiful.
Yeah.
So how can your book be purchased?
My book is on Amazon. It's on Kindle. It's $12 on Amazon for the paperback, but the Kindle is cheaper. I think it's $8 something, the Kindle version. Yeah.
Okay.
But I recommend
Very
it
important.
To women, especially young women and men too. I have many men that have read it that, you know, the wives
mm-hmm.
buy it and the men read it and then they just tell me, one guy in Barbados says, you have to get into, this book has to be on the New York Times bestseller list.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, he said that. He says, this book is very good. He says, lots of people need to read this book. Because another one of my friends says, she says, it's sad, but it's encouraging. It brings you hope.
Yes.
Another lady said
Absolutely.
To me, this book has already done what you have written it to do.
Wow. That is so
yeah.
beautiful. That is so
And
beautiful.
If it only do that for one person, then Elaine is happy. But I would like it to do that for many more women. I just would like
Absolutely.
Them to read this book and see. And another thing is, regardless of where you start in life, you don't have to end. I was 51 years old at Howard University.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated from Howard at 53, the master's
degree. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
Very beautiful.
Your journey, because it may start off rocky, doesn't have to end there. You can go on.
Absolutely.
And, like, and I'm not done yet. I don't know what else
right.
I'm supposed to be doing, but I'm happy, contented doing what I'm doing now. But
mm-hmm.
I believe that there's more for me to do. Yeah.
Absolutely. You're a blessing to our family, Lane. You really
oh,
are.
Thank you. We all are. You are too. You
Thank
are
you.
Too. We all are. But we don't,
yes, we
you know,
are.
The thing about it is, I say to people, you know, you're praying and you're praying for something. Stop praying for this thing. The soup is made. Reach in the ladle
yes.
and dip it out and drink.
Absolutely. Yes.
The soup
yes.
is made. The pot is done.
Absolutely.
Your
Follow
responsibility
the inspiration.
Is to dip it out. You know? Dip
yes.
it out.
Follow the. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And, that is
so
the awareness of who we are in relation to what is. Whatever that is,
Absolutely.
Whatever you choose to call that, God, Buddha,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever,
mm-hmm.
divine oneness,
right.
whatever you choose to call it, it's the same.
Absolutely.
The same power is available to each and every one of us, regardless of what name. Because that power that is, don't care what you call it.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So your book, yes. Bones in the Alley, can be purchased on Amazon.com by
yes.
Rose Elaine Van Heist.
Van Heist.
Amazon.com.
Yes.
Amazon.com, Bones in the Alley.
Yes.
Elaine, what services do you offer? Do you offer any coaching services, any mentoring services?
Yes,
people?
I do. I do that, not on a big scale. I spend most of my time really ministering to. I have a family that I'm a big
mm-hmm.
sister to a little girl, and I minister to that
oh,
family,
beautiful.
Not only to her, but to her. My mother has 7 of them, and I do all I can for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what
oh,
I do
beautiful.
There. That's I spend a lot of time doing that. But people come to me, people call me and talk to me, you know, people who are having
mm-hmm.
issues, and I do, you know, guide people. Well, most importantly, what I do is help people to look within for the answers, not to nothing outside, because the answers are always right here. Get to know
Absolutely.
Who you are, and you will find the answers for yourself.
Yes.
That's the answers
Absolutely.
Are. Within
Absolutely.
You. Yes.
They are there, right within you. Absolutely. Thank you so much,
yeah.
Elaine, for being a guest today on the Awakening with Katina Love. Thank you
oh,
so much.
Oh, thank you
Appreciate
for having
you.
Me. I pray that someone
grateful.
With the hearing of my voice will not only pick up my book, but they will also get in touch with who they are, because it's a powerful experience.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in to the Awakening with Katina Love, Light Rose Elaine Van Heist. Thank you for tuning in. Have a wonderful day. Namaste.
Namaste.